Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. From
Yahweh, come and do what only Can you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
On your wedding day, you're gonna sing that.
Can you see what the Lord has done?
When you walk into that property,
can you see what the Lord has?
When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
One more time. What we waited for.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to the first Saturday in the year of 2023. Hallelujah. We bless God, our first Saturday that we're taking communion. Hallelujah. Because we take it every Sabbath day, every Saturday, and release the Sabbath day blessings. For those of you who have come on the line this morning, you is not by accident. The Lord purposed you to come here this morning. Hallelujah. You are at the right place and at the right time, because there's a word for you this morning. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you, Almighty God, and we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful and beautiful day that you have made. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you started us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, Father God, if I had trillions and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. I say thank you, Jesus. Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our grandchildren. We thank you for our nieces, our nephews. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you, Lord, thank you for everyone in this ministry, oh God, and their families. Thank you, Lord. I bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We exalt the name of Jesus. We exalt you. We honor you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon us. Forgive us, O God, our sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and we cry to you for mercy, O God. New mercy, the mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Father God, forgive us. O God, of all our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you, O God, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Wash away our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace. The blood of Jesus over the networks. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the holy blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus on the doorposts of our homes. Release the blood of Jesus in our dwelling places. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus to our spouses. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children. We apply the blood of Jesus to our grandchildren. We apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, to this prayer service, the prayer line. We release the blood of Jesus to the radio in the name of Jesus, and radio blog. We release the blood over everyone under the sound of our voice and their families. We cover in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood speak for us, oh God. Oh Father God, our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be a hedge, a protection around us. Oh, Father God, we cover the work of our hands with the blood of Jesus. We cover our spirits, souls, and bodies with the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blood speak for us, oh, God. Oh, we cover increase with the blood of Jesus, finances with the blood of Jesus, everything that concerns our lives. In the blood of Jesus, oh, God, the blood of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus perfect everything that concerns us. Father God, we pray for healing. We pray for restoration. We pray for deliverance. Oh God, reconciliation, justification, sanctification. Oh Father, through the precious blood of Jesus, thank you for redeeming us through your blood, Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. You put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, oh God, the armor on our spouse, the armor on our children, grandchildren, oh God, each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth according to Ephesians 6, 10 to 8. Oh, my dear God, according to Zechariah 2, 5, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, oh God, and the glory within us, oh God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to place a hedge of protection once again around us, oh God, around our children, around our grandchildren, around our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, oh God. Hallelujah, place a hedge of protection, oh God, around us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to send your ministering angels, your ministering holy angels to minister to us, to do your biddings in our lives, to assist us to warfare on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the ministry of the holy angels that you have sent, that you have assigned to us to do your biddings in our lives. Father God, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh anointing, the fresh oil, not the oil from last night or early this morning, but a fresh oil, oh God, anointing for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release the anointing of the Sabbath upon each and every one of us. Release the anointing of the Sabbath. This is the seventh day. The anointing for completion. Oh God, the finishing anointing. The anointing to complete all that you've called us to complete in our lifetime, the anointing to reach the finishing line, the anointing to complete even small assignments that you give to us, the anointing to do our daily tasks, oh God, empower us. Oh God, the anointing, oh God, that when you told the children of Israel that the enemy they see now, they will see no more. Oh God, the anointing to destroy all the plans of the enemy, the anointing to destroy their endeavors, the anointing to destroy the camps of the enemy in the name of Jesus. The anointing to take us from glory to glory. The anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to heal us, to redeem us. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for the priesthood anointing, each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for the kingly anointing. We thank you, Lord, for the leprous anointing. We thank you, Lord, for the kingly anointing, the priestly anointing, to do all that you have called us to do. The anointing to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh God, the anointing that will activate our gifts and our talents. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and bring us before great men and women. The anointing, oh God, that will bring signs, wonders, and miracles to touch lives by healing, deliverance, restoration. The anointing, oh God, of wisdom. Release the anointing of wisdom. Release your anointing of wisdom upon each and every one of us. Oh God, the anointing to be obedient. Oh God, the anointing of understanding, of knowledge. The anointing, oh God, of counsel and might. He said, be strong. The anointing for the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So pour your spirit upon each and every one of us, oh God. Let this be, oh God, a time of empowerment for this year. Time that the Lord, you will reveal your glory. You said, you will reveal your glory to us as individuals. For the prayer ministry in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the grace that brought us, that is taking us through. The grace, your grace, greater grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good morning to everyone that's here this morning. As I said when I open up, this is a great morning. Hallelujah. Every day is a great day. We thank God for opening the gates, but I sense Spirit of God is above.
Conference unmuted.
I said the Spirit of
Conference
God is above
muted.
To do something in our lives. And those of you are here, it's not by accident. I send the text to everyone. But if you receive it and you're here, there's a difference from being right there when there's a release, and there's a difference when you're not there. There's a difference. Hallelujah, when you're right there. So we bless God for each and every one of you. And I pray the Holy Spirit will awaken those who need to be here before we close. In Jesus' name, amen.
Conference recording started.
Father, you and we bless you. If I had thousands of children, I cannot thank you enough. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you will continue to do. I thank you, Father God, for this season, for this time, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, the season that you will reveal your glory, oh God, and I thank you, Lord, for preparing us. I thank you for encouraging us. And now, Lord, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, hide behind the cross. All of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Prepare our hearts to receive your blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to those that's just joining. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. I want you to look at that word, his season. His leaf shall not wither. And whatsoever he do, to what? He will prosper. This is a word for you. This is a word for each and every one that's here under the sound of my voice. And I don't want you to miss this word. And when you pray this word. Pray these promises into fruition. Give it so you can walk in the promises because God has already released it. He said, weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. There is a set time of favor. And let me say this to you, when you are almost where you're supposed to be, when the promises and the blessings of God is about to come forth, the enemy will fight you fiercely. The enemy will fight you just so you cannot get to where God wants you to be. Hallelujah. You've been praying. You've been fasting. Years, I'm talking about years of prayers, years of fasting, years of dedication to God being faithful. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You've been waiting and you've been praising. You've been expected. Oh God, when is this going to happen? What is this prophetic word going to happen? What and when is this? But the Lord told me to tell you now, 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 now. Now. It's a time, there's a season. But this is the season for those that are here, for the members of our AM ministry. There are a lot of people that started with us of whatever reason. But praise God. Even if you are one or two, but your steadfastness and your faithfulness to Almighty God, He has seen your heart. He has seen all kingdom. Hallelujah. And this is the time and the season. You have reached to this point. Even though the enemy did not want us to reach, I don't know about you, but there will be, there's a lot of temptation and there a lot of things will come to hinder. But you kept your eyes on, even when you went through trials and tribulations, when you were sick, or when you went through different things, you still kept your eyes on Him. You still depended on Him. Your faith stronger and stronger. And I'm saying to you, you are an overcomer in Christ Jesus. This is the 12th year. And there's so many things that happens, but I'm going to zero in on this, and I pray that your hearts receive this. Receive it for yourself, your children. Both of you walking in the premises, but God has a hedge around everything. His word will not go back void. So the enemy cannot take what God has released unless you allow it. Remember, Moses did not get to the promised land here. Why? Because he allowed the enemy to get to him. But thank God you did not allow it, the enemy. And so you keep this by not allowing the enemy that God has released from the heavens. I just hear her and said there's been a release of pouring of blessings. And get ready to just receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the Lord took me as to this. He took me when David was anointed as a young man, young boy, as king over Israel, which is in 1 Samuel, excuse me, please, 1 Samuel 16. And Samuel went and anointed David as king of Israel. David was among his brothers. They brought all the brothers, but they could not be king. God said no. But the Lord said to Samuel, verse 7, do not look at his appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused it. But the Lord does not see as man sees. The Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So man will look at the outward, or maybe the 5, the 6, the 1 and 2. But God looks at the heart. You can be 1,000 people, 100 people on this prayer line, but your heart can be separated, divided, not even towards the Lord. It's just numbers, but numbers. A lot of these things are just numbers. And the heart is not towards the Lord. But the dude that's here, that's in this ministry, your heart is towards God. I'm not saying we are perfect, but the Lord perfect all that concerns us, that you were able to endure through the good, the bad, the ugly. Hallelujah. Not many people can do it. Remember, God looks at the heart. A broken heart and a contrite spirit, he will not despise. Yes, even when you do things and you come to the Lord in prayer, when we do things and ask him for mercy, he forgives. And the prayer that those people on the prayer line this morning, you are faithful. And he's a rewarder to those who are faithful to him. So David, and Samuel says, send and bring him, for he will not sit down until he comes here. So what did it brought David? And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. And so Samuel arose and went to Ramah. That's the first time David was anointed as king as a little boy. But we know Saul was still in office. We know because of the anointing that David had on him. Remember David and Goliath. We know now that David became a mighty warrior because of the anointing. David, even the anointing, when David played his music, Saul, the evil spirit that was on Saul, would leave. David, God had anointed David. But I want you to know that it took years. David went through a whole lot. David went through trials. David went through tribulation, running from Saul. David went through, or Saul was after David. And sometimes we people expect for us to arrive. No, we go through the process. David, when he fought, he was in a valley. He went through a whole lot. Hallelujah. And when you're going through those valley experiences, and you're going through things, and you say, oh, but I thought God said this, and God said, yeah, his word will truly come to pass. But you got to be going through some training, some different disciplines. Sometimes God will walk us through different things so we can put our full trust in him to see. He looks at our heart to see whether we will quit or whether we will keep on keeping on looking towards him. Hallelujah. And David kept on. And if you notice all the Psalms, David is praying and asking God. He always sought the face of God. Should I do this? Should I do that? David was running. David went through a lot. Then when we look again in Hebron, and Saul killed himself. You see, I want you to know the enemy that after you don't have to do a word, they will self-destruct. King Saul, he self-destruct. He killed himself because he knew that he couldn't make it. There was no anointing. Look, when there's no anointing, God has taken his anointing away. Taking his anointing away from Saul. And Saul still was pursuing. And he self-destruct and killed himself. And David became king of Judah. You know, there were so many. And he from the time he was anointed king to death, do you know how many years it was? It was many years. And he became king of Judah, just a small one tribe in Hebron. Then it took a couple of years again, and he became king of Israel. And you know how long he ruled? For 40 years until he passed. I'm bringing this to you because sometimes you get it. People get discouraged. Oh, no. But God, every word God has spoken over your life surely comes to pass. When you pray, you begin to bless God for those promises I started with, Psalm 1. Praise him for the blessings. Begin to speak it out. Those prophetic words, begin to speak it out. It's yours. It's yours. It will prosper in the thing that God sent it to prosper in. Hallelujah. And this is a time to praise him and bless his name. Hallelujah. We know the story about Joseph. And we saw the ending. It's good to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. So do not allow the enemy to steal what God has released in your life. The enemy will come with pettiness, with foolishness, come to your children, come to even your spouse, come to your friends. To steal what God has already given you because he's angry. This day, mark this date. January 7th, 2023. Hallelujah. And you will walk in the manifestation of the promises of God and your children, grandchildren. Hallelujah. Let us prepare for the Holy Communion. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We bless the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord saying to you, Allison, fear not. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. What the enemy has already destroyed, the plans of the enemy. Fear not. Be strong. Fear not. Hallelujah. So let's take the Holy Communion, and I want you to praise and worship God as I get the Holy Communion, get mine, so we can take it in the name of Jesus.
What we waited for.
sing that. Can you see what the Lord has done? When you walk into that property, can you see what the Lord has done? When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Father, we ask you this morning to bless the Holy Sacrament. We ask you to breathe on it. Thank you, Lord, for the healing, deliverances. We bless you for our families. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing and have done for us. So we ask you, Lord, those blessed breathe on the Holy Communion, turn it from the natural to the supernatural. Stir up and activate the DNA that is in Jesus. Release it in the Holy Sacrament. We use this communion to seal the word that you have spoken this morning. According to Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. We thank you, Lord, that of all the promises that you spoke, prophetic words, has been come to pass. And Lord, we need you to help us to walk in those promises. Give us wisdom. Oh God, keep evil away from us. We started the year with Jabez, the prayer of Jabez, that your hand will be with us, that you will keep us from evil and not cause pain, oh God. You told us this on the first of the year. And now this is the seventh day. And you have come to complete those words that you spoke. As you, Jabez prayed, you granted him his request. And you granted us our requests. Everyone, individual promises, ministry promises. I thank you for your faithfulness to us in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, Thank you for releasing the Sabbath blessings upon each and every one. You said a double portion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that as you have released to us, will be blessings to others. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. For I receive of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or your juice and represent the blood of Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, carry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we claim all the unlimited blessings of the Holy Communion. We seal your word that you spoke to us this morning with this Holy Communion, the blood of Jesus, the word of God. We seal it with the word and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, I don't know about you all, but bring some cash. Excuse me. Bring my purse. We need to plant a seed. You need to plant a seed. This is not when God has released things to you. Don't even play around. Do play with it. I'm saying to you, do play with it. When God has released his promises into your life and for it to be activated and manifested, a seed. I'm a book. And if you have your seed, just lift it up unto the Lord. And Apostle, I have Cash App. Lift your phone up to the Lord. If you have Cash App, you have whatever you have. Zelle Cash App, lift it up. Money in your ears, lift it up. Checkbook, lift it up unto the Lord. And do not make a vow that you're not going to keep. Please be faithful on not to Apostle Marco, Apostle to Almighty God. I am excited. So I'm going to lift up, we're going to lift it up and pray over it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up our seed to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you, oh God, to bless it. We pray you are the one that gave us power to get wealth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, not riches, but wealth in Jesus with wisdom. For open doors of opportunities, not only for ourselves, but our children. Doors that have been blocked, that you have opened, oh God, for our children, in the name of Jesus, for ourselves, for our grandchildren, oh God, and overflow. Thank you, Lord. So we use this as a point of contact. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for preparing the works of our hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.